Hi! Oh, I'm so sorry that it took me so long. It's been a very busy day here today. I know, as your physician, I'm supposed to project an air of professionalism, but I'll admit, even for me, it's been really stressful. Yeah, hectic. Still, I would hate to not show any of my patients the proper care and attention, although it can lead to, you know, backups like this. Yeah, hopefully you didn't have to wait too long. Oh, yikes. You've even got the covers pulled up. Were you taking a nap? Oh, how long is it? Was it? The wait, I mean. Oh, good, okay. So, as you can see, we've had some upgrades since you were probably last here. For example, these new sensory deprivation partitions to help aid in relaxation. Yeah, they're completely light and soundproof, and entirely private, of course, so that we can make sure 100% of my focus is right on Y-O-U. Oh, you like the idea of getting my full attention, sir? Well, yeah, I'm embarrassed that it took so long to get to you. Okay, so maybe I am buttering you up just a little. You don't mind though, right? Okay. Really, my only concern right now is making sure that you are attended to and relaxed. I want to make sure that you're feeling good. I'm your healer. That's my job, right? So, how do you feel, sir? Sorry, I just had to sneak that in one more time. Don't get mad at me, okay? Seriously, though, are you relaxed? Okay, you're still stressed? What's the problem? Is the room not relaxing enough? It's fine? Okay, well, no, I don't want you to be shy. Like, it's okay, like, just tell me. I'm your doctor, you can tell me anything. Oh, no. It's me? Something to do with me. That's the problem that's causing you to be stressed? Oh, I hope it isn't, because I would feel awful. But if it is, please, I need you to just tell me what it is. Because you have to just, like, talk to me, you know? Because that way, I can be there for you, and I can fix this. Okay, look. You don't need to say anything. You could just... Oh. Really? Wow. Okay. It's these? Yeah, I know. This shirt, it's kind of tight. I've just been feeling sort of... I don't know. Lately, it's like none of my tops fit. Okay. So that's really causing you discomfort? Like this little display of cleavage. Well, we can deal with that. No problem at all. I'll just make sure I'm being more aware of my posture and how it might be affecting you. For example, I can make sure not to press my arms together out in front of my chest. You know, not to stretch just like this. See, like all that does is make them squish together and look bigger and firmer and rounder, I guess. And I can also make sure I don't, you know, bend over like this, because then you wouldn't be able to help but see, you know, right down my shirt. Like, oh, and I'll definitely make sure not to do both of those things at the same time. No, I know that would be really bad for you, and you're my patient. It would cause you undue pressure, and we just can't have that. It's my job to take care of you. So, I'll turn around instead, although I still will need to stay close in order to check your vital signs and all of that. So let me just sit down on your big, okay. I can't seem to get comfortable. Let me just settle in and straddle you, and I can help relieve some of your stress. There we go. I just need to, something moved. Oh no. Oh no. Is that a lump I feel under your blanket? No wonder you can't get comfortable. I haven't been doing my job if you're not comfortable. Here, let me just massage that out, and then you'll feel so much better. Yeah. Here. why isn't it getting out? It just keeps getting bigger. Oh! I guess I just need to put my weight into it. There, come on now. This huge ass should be good for something. Come on, just need to put a little more weight into this. Oh, fuck. It's not working. No matter how hard I try to get this lump in the blanket out, it just keeps getting bigger and harder. And oh my god. Have I just been grinding up against your... Oh, no. Well, this is... it's embarrassing. Well, you seem a little less stressed right now. Was that because of me? Did you like the way that your physician was acting like a complete ditz and grinding against your hard cock like a fucking tart at some gentleman's club? Did that help relieve your stress levels, sir? It did. And you didn't even get a chance to finish. And, well, if my training is correct, and it's very good, the medical literature actually states that if you leave yourself in this sort of condition, let's say, after getting close to the edge of climax, well, then there could be extremely negative effects on your health. So, really, the responsible thing here to do as your clinician would be to help you relieve some of that stress. Oh, God. Listen to me. I sound like such a stupid fucking whore, don't I? I can just imagine my dissertation board right now. You managed to graduate. And you graduated magna cum laude. But I guess instead of the medicine, all you care about these days is getting your hands on some of that first part, making your clients and patients cum laude. God. Yeah, no, I thought it was a good joke, too. So, here we go. I'm just gonna stroke you. You're enjoying this. It's lowering your stress levels, I'm guessing. You know, I'm just making a very clinical, scientific observation here. But, personally, one of my favorite parts of foreplay is when I've managed to get a man's dick nice and hard before his clothes even come off. Like, when I can feel that strength, that hard pulse, that heat through the fabric, knowing that at just that moment, my hand controls everything about him. That all of his thoughts, that longing, pleading look, all of him, is literally in the palm of my hand as I stroke softly, gently, slowly, or maybe just a little faster. And he looks into my eyes and he pleads silently. Oh, don't stop. It feels so fucking good. Please don't stop. I need to come. I want to come so fucking bad. Is that what you're thinking right now? That you need to come? Well, I better not stop then. I should just continue with your treatment, right? But seriously, your health is my primary concern. Hey, I'm serious. You shouldn't laugh. I took an oath. you know? I mean, and then there's this room, you know, it's soundproof and private. Okay. I just want to be clear about one thing. I have never done anything like this before. Like, with a patient, I mean. But I'm really dedicated to making sure that my patients stay healthy and stress-free. And there's also the fact that you just have, like, a face that's made for sitting. Oh, I can't believe I said that. What? Oh, yeah, that was naughty. Well, you do. Honestly, I can tell by looking at that sad, pathetic expression on your face when I mentioned leaving you full and ready to burst that if I don't do this, you'd probably just pass out from the despair, right? So again, as your physician, as your healer, you know, your educated, sincere, medical authority figure. Oh, you like that part? Well, as all of those, I have to make sure that you do not leave this room without blowing a hot fucking load for me. So, I'm gonna want you to lean back all the way and hold still while I hike up my dress and take off my panties. Yes, they're pink. You think that's cute? Okay, don't fuss. I can enjoy your mouth on my clit later. Now, I want you inside me. It's the doctor's orders. So just lie back and let me take care of you. Help relieve some of that stress. Some of that tension that you've been holding on to. Do you feel that? I'm right here. The head of your hard cock is pressing against me, trying to push into my hot, wet slit. Fuck. Okay. Just don't move. Let me, please. Let me do all the work. I'll lower myself onto you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Language, I know. I'm a professional. Fuck. It's just... Oh, God. Fuck, you're fat. Oh, fucking cock. It's just nearly splitting me in two. You could have warned me, you're so thick. Oh, God. Fuck. Okay, I just need a moment. I need to breathe. And relax. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, there we go. Do you feel that? How wet I am. I am dripping all over your cock. Coating your hard, thick, fucking cock in my juices. Fuck. Okay. Lean back against your bed while I ride you. I want your face lying right here, between my tits. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Do you like that? Is it hard to breathe with your face buried in my cleavage? Oh, fuck. You probably couldn't even tell when I had that stupid, silly lab coat on when I walked in, huh? Were you surprised I put on that little show for you? I bet you were. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Put your mouth. Oh, they're so fucking sensitive. When I'm ovulating. Fuck. Fuck, I know they're amazing, but fuck. You going on about my chest, it's just wasting time. Okay, less talking, more fucking biting my nipples like that. Oh, yeah. Yes, my nipple. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes, Daddy. Fuck, Daddy. Huh. Shit. Fuck. Are you okay? Your breathing just got all weird. What happened? Because I called you Daddy? Okay, that feels kind of like a trigger for you then, huh? Is it that word? One big flashing come now sign there? Daddy? Oh, really? If I say it again, will you come? Will you really? Come. Ugh, coat the insides of my tight, wet pussy. As I contract around you. Fuck. God, I want every inch of your thick, hard cock inside me. Fill me up. Come on, Daddy. Fuck, I want you. I want you to come inside me. Will you come for me, Daddy? Come for me. Oh, I feel it. Fuck, I can feel it. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Fuck. Wow, I really, really needed that too. Shit. Fuck. I hope you didn't get me pregnant. Oh, I can't remember. Did I take my BC pill this morning? Fuck. Oh, I always forget. Oh, fuck. Well. Okay. Your examination and treatment are now complete. And now that you've managed to empty your swollen testicles deep into my fertile womb, you should be feeling really wonderful and healthy and just great. Yeah. Okay. Yay. Okay. I should just, wrap this up. I've got to, always the next patient, I have to maintain the same quality control, the same sort of service for all of my patients. Big and, small. Yeah. Big and small. Okay. Yeah. Bye. What? Oh. You want to take me to dinner? Okay. Wow. I haven't been asked out in, a really long time. I'm always super focused on my work and long hours, but... Okay, I'm not always like this, right? It's just, you're really cute and attractive and... beautiful, gorgeous eyes and... I don't know. I could just tell that I was making you, frustrated and hard. So I kind of felt like it was just my responsibility as a woman, to take care of the condition that you found yourself in. Oh, so you're saying that those instincts that need to take care of you, that's attractive? Huh. Wow. That's a new one. I usually get, complimented on my face, or my big rack, or my ass, which, by the way, I did notice you weren't able to take your hands off the entire time I was riding you. I mean, yeah, most people just say I have a great ass, but I've never had someone say that they found my instincts attractive. I mean, is that really what turned you on? Like, my urge to, I guess, take care of you and make you comfortable? Okay. Oh, my cheery disposition. Okay. Well, I mean, okay, I get it. Like, this kind of, sort of, sometimes ditzy way. I go on and ramble and like that. Yeah, that's what got you hard? Oh, well, I mean, okay. Hey, it's okay. Don't be anxious. It's a compliment. Here, just, I'm not offended. I'm not hurt. I guess it's kind of the opposite. I've been looking for someone that I could, you know, take care of for kind of a while. And maybe that could be you. Okay, I don't usually do this, like any of this, but okay, I'm gonna give you my card. Call me later. My shift ends in a few hours and, well, we can continue this and see how this goes. Maybe arrange some sort of house call. Okay, well, for now, you get cleaned up and you can meet our staff outside in Billy. I should go. Okay, all right. Bye.